A Great Work, Elder Roger Clausen, Roger Clausen, Conference Report, April 1943, pages 23-24, My brethren, at the set time Columbus appeared, and the New World was born, at the set time Joseph Smith appeared, and it was predicted that a great and marvelous work was to commence. Both characters were here and had their part to play among the children of man. Columbus discovered the New World on October 12, 1492. Joseph Smith organized the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints April 6, 1830, and it is destined to fill the whole earth, a vision in the Kirtland Temple. I am impressed this afternoon to read a few words from the D&Amp. C, section 110. The veil was taken from our minds, and the eyes of our understanding were opened. We saw the Lord standing upon the breastwork of the pulpit, before us, and under his feet was a paved work of pure gold, in color like amber. His eyes were as a flame of fire. The hair of his head was white like the pure snow, his countenance shone above the brightness of the sun, and his voice was as the sound of the rushing of great waters, even the voice of Jehovah, saying, I am the first and the last, I am he who liveth, I am he who was slain, I am your advocate with the Father, behold, your sins are forgiven you are clean before me, therefore, lift up your heads and rejoice, let the hearts of your brethren rejoice, and let the hearts of all my people rejoice, who have, with their might, built this house to my name, for behold, I have accepted this house, and my name shall be here, and I will manifest myself to my people in mercy in this house, yea, I will appear unto my servants, and speak unto them with mine own voice, if my people will keep my commandments, and do not pollute this holy house, yea, the hearts of thousands and tens of thousands shall greatly rejoice in consequence of the blessings which shall be poured out, and the endowment with which my servants have been endowed in this house. And the fame of this house shall spread to foreign lands, and this is the beginning of the blessing which shall be poured out upon the heads of my people, even so, Amen. After this vision closed, the heavens were again opened unto us, and Moses appeared before us, and committed unto us the keys of the gathering of Israel from the four parts of the earth, and the leading of the 10 tribes from the land of the north. After this, Elias appeared, and committed the dispensation of the gospel of Abraham, saying that in us and our seed all generations after us should be blessed. After this vision had closed, another great and glorious vision burst upon us, for Elijah the prophet, who was taken to heaven without tasting death, stood before us, and said, Behold, the time has fully come, which was spoken of by the mouth of Malachi testifying that he should be sent, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers, lest the whole earth be smitten with a curse. Therefore, the keys of this dispensation are committed into your hands, and by this ye may know that the great and dreadful day of the Lord is near, even at the doors. It is shown here very clearly that before this marvelous work and wonder should be accomplished, certain keys should be given to the earth, and I have read in your hearing concerning these keys, and it throws a great deal of light on this subject. It emphasizes the responsibility resting upon Latter-day Saints to familiarize themselves with these keys and laws and testimonies that are given, a testimony. I testify to you, my brethren, that this revelation was given for our profit, and I express to you my testimony in these words, that I know the Lord is with us, that Jesus is the Christ, and that Joseph Smith was and is a prophet of God. We are engaged in a glorious work. It is a marvelous scene to look out upon this gathering of priesthood. I trust that I may never lose this testimony that I have. God bless you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.